This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
On our Producer Tuesday, brought to you by the Professional Dairy Producers, we focus on how to handle the media. Joining us with some tips and strategies is Katrina Cravey, an Emmy Award-winning media veteran who's giving a presentation tomorrow morning at the PDPW Business Conference, and that's titled Lights, Camera, Action. Katrina, thank you for joining us.
Great, Bill. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm very excited to talk to everybody about Dairy Forward and this awesome conference.
So share with us your media background.
Well, I was a reporter for more than 20 years, an investigative reporter. And after so many years of being in the business and interviewing people and thinking, man, you should have had a plan. You should have been better communicating your message in front of a camera. I decided that that's what I wanted to do, was to really help people and help leaders create and communicate a story that really sells for them.
Absolutely. It's one thing, you know, if you've won an Emmy and you're in front of the camera, and it's another thing if you're a dairy farmer and you're having to deal with the press maybe at an inopportune time.
Yeah, it really makes or breaks a company, you know, and I said, okay, for years I was in front of the camera and you do it every day and you have the experience, but now clients that I'm helping with media training, it's not natural. I mean, none of us grew up with a camera in our face and talking every day as if we're trying to communicate a message. So it really does take practice, and it does take having answers to the questions that you're most commonly asked so that you have something that's memorable and fun for people. You know, at networking events even, I met a guy who was into commercial real estate, and I said, oh, commercial real estate. He goes, yeah. Think of me like the Monopoly guy. I buy up streets and put things on them. And I was like, that's brilliant. I'm always going to think of you now like that, because you had a really clever, quick answer that made me remember you. So I think that those are all skills that all of us can learn.
You work in the media, so you know that there are different ways to go about things. One, you want to get your message out. And two, you need to control the message that's being put out there.
Oh, for sure. And farming is no different. If, God forbid, there was an accident or something like that, when then all of a sudden the media is right there on your property and you have no idea about how to handle it. But there's a way of coming up with a plan for any time that that would ever happen. And that's what I'm going to be talking about at the conference. It's emergency communication skills and crisis and how smart companies navigate negative situations. Because there's a way of putting out the message, even when you don't know all the details yet, to get in front of the story. My biggest thing is that you need to write the story before everybody else starts making up stories in their head, if that's even internally in your company, but also just getting out in front of any story if the media is getting involved. Letting them know that you're in control, that you're gathering the facts. I mean, just simple things that you can say as you're still gathering the facts, but that no comment is not what you want to put out there.
Boy, that's for sure. And it might be good to have maybe one person as your media rep, perhaps.
I know for some of these bigger farms, I mean, you know, you are a huge company. And I have, and what you'll be given at the conference as well, is a template for coming up with what I call your crisis compass team. Everybody has a role, because there's an outside audience, and your employees should always be your North Star. That's top, okay? They have to hear the news before they hear it on the media or through the grocery store grapevine. You know, they should be the ones you're thinking about. And then you've got government regulators, you've got the media, you've got social media now, you have your vendors, you may have community partners, you may have company partners. There's all these different, you might have the community around you, you know, and the people that you care about. So my job is to make you go, okay, let's think about this entire circle of the audience, then let's come up with your leadership team that's going to be in the middle of all that circle, and then each person on the team is going to be responsible for getting out the same message, but to that different audience. So, you know, Bill, you're going to be in charge of getting to government regulators and letting them know how we're handling this. You know, Susie, you're going to handle social media and make sure that any of our customers that might be messaging us on Facebook or anything are being answered. You know, everyone has to have a role to play, and then there's the way of checking it off and making sure that those responses were made and that the company was handling the communication correctly. It's a big job.
It sure is. Thank you for the time today, Katrina Cravey, a media veteran presenting a morning specialty session tomorrow morning at the PDPW Business Conference in Madison. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.